Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 30th of January 2021, is Hitler's Prophecy. During a speech at the Reichstag on the 30th of January 1939, Adolf Hitler predicted the annihilation of the Jewish race in Europe if international finance jury inside and outside Europe should succeed in plunging the nations once more into a world war. The result will be not the Bolshevization of the earth and thereby the victory of Jewry, but the annihilation of the Jewish race in Europe. These words were similar to comments that Hitler had previously made to foreign politicians in private meetings after the Kristallnacht pogrom in November 1938. The speech was made in the context of Nazi attempts to increase Jewish emigration from Germany before the outbreak of World War II in September 1939. Allusions to Hitler's prophecy by Nazi leaders and in Nazi propaganda were common from 30 January 1941, when Hitler mentioned it again in a speech. The prophecy took on new meaning with the invasion of the Soviet Union in June 1941 and the German declaration of war against the United States that December, both of which facilitated an acceleration of the systematic mass murder of Jews. In late 1941, Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels stated that the prophecy was being fulfilled while justifying the mass deportation of Jews from Germany. On 30 September 1942, Hitler referenced the prophecy in another speech, which was adapted into a November issue of Parole der Voix titled "They Will Stop Laughing." Hitler continued to invoke the prophecy as the war went against Germany and referenced it in his last will and testament. Frequently used by Nazi leaders when alluding to their systematic murder of Jews, the prophecy became a leitmotif of the Final Solution and is the best-known phrase from Hitler's speeches. The historical significance of the prophecy is debated between the schools of functionalism and intentionalism. Intentionalists view it as proof of Hitler's previously developed master plan to systematically murder the European Jews, while functionalists argue that annihilation was not meant or understood to mean mass murder, at least initially. The prophecy is cited by historians as an example of Nazi belief in an international Jewish conspiracy that supposedly started the war. Despite its vagueness, the prophecy does not explain how the annihilation will come about. It is also cited as evidence that Germans were aware that Jews were being exterminated. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 050 UTC on Saturday, the 30th of January 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Hitler's Prophecy. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.